don't tiptoe your way to death. Like, none of us are getting out of this world alive. Don't tiptoe your way to death. Life is meant to be conquered. It's not meant to be lived. It's meant to be conquered. If you're feeling dead, empty, unfulfilled inside like I was at 20 years old in Iraq, there's something inside of your heart that's calling you. You need to go after it. And in order to actually achieve it, you have to build you. So focus on you, build personal development into your life. Fuck, if I can accomplish what I've accomplished, you can too.
Here's the million-dollar question. How do men like us reach our full potential, grow into the men we dream of being, while taking care of our responsibilities, working, being good husbands, fathers, and still take care of ourselves? Well, that's the big question. In this podcast, we'll help you answer those questions and more. My name is Brent, and welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast. Welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast, your home for all things man, husband, and father. Big shout out to Fallible Nation and a warm welcome to our first time listeners. Hey, there's a lot out there competing for your attention, so thank you for taking the time to check us out. I hope you enjoy the show. Be sure and leave us a comment or a review. Reach out to us on any social platform at The Fallible Man. Tell us what you thought of the show. I'd love to hear what you think. My name is Brent. Today, my guest is CEO of Conquer Academy, Jeremiah Solomon. Jeremiah, welcome to The Fallible Man Podcast.
Brent, thanks for having me, man. Excited to provide some value to your audience. Guys, you are all in for a treat today, because when I deliver, I try to over deliver and change your life in this one session. So I'm going to do my best.
All right. Now that's a big boast right there. So we're going to hold you to it, but I think we're not going to have any problems with that. Jeremiah, I like to start nice and easy. So how's your trivia skills?
Trivia? Oh man. We'll find out, but I only focus on a couple of things. I focus on improving myself every single day, setting goals and winning, and then I shut everything else out. So we'll see.
All right. Here's the trivia question of the show, guys. And you play along at home. How many plays do people generally believe that William Shakespeare wrote? Is it A, 17, B, 27, C, 37, or D, 47?
How many do people believe? They probably believe you wrote the most, whatever the top number was. 37.
Okay, so 47 is your guess. All right, guys, you know the rules. Play along with us. Write it down. Unless you're driving, for God's sake, don't write if you're driving. Remember your answer. Don't cheat. And we'll come back to that later. Now, Jeremiah, I'm not big in introductions. No one gives a crap about accolades. So in this moment today,
yeah,
who is Jeremiah Solomon?
Man, a guy that's failed forward, accomplished some victories, fought some battles, and improved himself tremendously from a small, shy kid from a little town. I mean, I see myself as a guy that's constantly just trying to push the needle and grow. I'm just a guy that is obsessed with growth. I come from a town of like 300 people. I hunted bears as a kid, grew up in the mountains of Northern California. I was sheltered, wanted to be an athlete, failed at that, went to a community, was a college dropout, enlisted into the military, was an enlisted engineer. So I wasn't even like in a combat arms role. I was just in a support role. And when I got to Iraq at 20, I turned 20 and 21 in Iraq, realized that I had quit on my dreams and really didn't stretch myself in life and try to accomplish much after high school. And decided to change it all, decided to go after a dream. And I decided to become an infantry officer, pursue a career in special operations. And after about 7 years of chasing that dream, I landed my dream job in the 75th Ranger Regiment as a Strike Force One Ranger platoon leader. Our platoon was selected to go overseas in Afghanistan and go do high-value target raids against enemy combatants of the United States. So basically, really bad dudes that the president had visibility of. I went from, like, I always tell people the contrast here is, when I first came into the military, I was like playing flag football. Not even that. I was like the water boy of the flag football team. And then when I, you know, one of the apexes of my career, one of the highlights of it was serving in the 75th. And so I made it to the NFL. And then our platoon was selected to go overseas and basically play in the Super Bowl. So it was a huge transformation for me. After that, I became an infantry company commander. I led 130 soldiers on my fourth combat deployment to Afghanistan, and had one to Iraq, three to Afghanistan. after that deployment, I was soul searching life, trying to figure out what was next. I ran 100 miles in the Colorado Rockies, and it was on that race that I decided to get out of the military, chase my calling of building leaders. And I had already been coaching executives while I was an active duty commander, and I just went all in on that. And so today, what I do is I help people and companies achieve their goals. I help them with mindset, leadership, success, and just overall winning. You know, I think that winning is like the highest form of respect for the people that believe in you. And I think that we live in a world where people are constantly settling. And that's why a lot of people are miserable in life. At least that's what it was for me. When I had settled and I had just kind of drifted in life, I found myself in Iraq, unfulfilled, unhappy, and just soul searching in life. And so the happiest times in my life have come from periods where I'm chasing progress. I'm constantly trying to make progress. And so that's who I am today. And I'm a husband. I have a dog, my wife, and we're here in Florida. I'm originally from California. And I just love to challenge myself and continue to improve and improve others.
Jeremiah, if you won $10 million tomorrow, what would you spend it on?
$10 million? Spend or invest? What do you want me to do? Is this like
that's your choice. Well, how would you spend $10 million if you won tomorrow?
There's some, I would divvy it up just like I always do. I would follow the profit. This is a complex answer, but there's a book called Profit First. I follow that structure, but I would donate some. I'd put some into the company. And then I'd throw some more into investments that I'm currently in. It's pretty simple. Philanthropy. I put some into philanthropy. I put some into the business. Same thing I do with all my money every time. Just more of it, you know?
What's your best playground insult?
Best playground insult.
No, I have high expectations with you being a military guy. Just let me put that out there.
Best playground insult. No. The one that's ringing is like, I know you are, but what am I? But is that an insult? I don't know if that's an insult. I got none. What's yours?
My best playground insult? I was always big into fart knocker. That was always a big one for me. I like that.
Yeah. Booger eater, fart knocker.
Right.
Dude, I don't know, man. That's a talk about some curveball questions.
We like to start with a little fun. What purchase of $100 or less have you made in the last year that's had the most significant impact on your life?
Meal prep. Yeah, meal prep. So, I have this company, Nutray, that I coach and mentored, and they're a family-owned business that owns they have a handful of restaurants and a food prepping business. But I order my meal prep from that company, and that most of those orders are under $100, and meal prep is a great way to make things efficient, effective, and take care of your health. That's been a great investment.
I love it. All right.
Yeah.
What is your biggest personal pet peeve?
Biggest, I would say a top one is, one that I'm currently on is I'm like OCD with my drinks in the refrigerator. So I got to have all the labels facing one direction inside of the refrigerator. That's like a big one right now.
I totally messaged you up. Someone just sticks it in there.
Oh, big time. I'll like stop everything I'm doing and fix it.
Okay. What is an insult you've received that you are proud of? Someone thought they were being a jackass and you're like, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Well, I was told I wasn't going to make much of an officer when I first came into the military. I was sat down and I was chasing a dream. And I struggled with believing in myself a lot as a kid, big time limiting beliefs. Didn't think I was very smart, you know, struggled a lot, had imposter syndrome, fear of failure. And when I started pursuing my dream of becoming an infantry officer, that was a big leap of faith for me. And then I found myself sitting across the desk from a lieutenant colonel who was counseling me on my performance. And I was about a quarter of the way on the way to this journey. And she was telling me it was evaluation time. She was like, I don't think that you're going to make much of an officer. And when she said that, she was basically telling me that I wasn't politically correct enough. I wasn't professional enough, that I was, kind of had too much of a chip on my shoulder. She told me there was a lot of reasons why she was saying that. And when she told me that I wouldn't make much of an officer, that gave me the fuel I needed to become a great one.
Okay. What if I sat down with your family at the dinner table, right? What story, a fun story they telling you?
I mean, most of the time, you know, if you sit down with my family, you start talking about childhood stories, they're gonna share bear hunting stories. Probably like, you know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to like do a good job. I wanted to be perfect, you know? And I think a lot of people can relate to that. I didn't want to mess up. And even though I had so many personal insecurities and flaws, like I messed up all the time. I just got really used to failing. But one of the things that I did is I used to hunt with my dad. And I remember we went out and got this, I hunted a squirrel for like one of my first hunts. And after I caught the squirrel, I shot him. You know, we ate everything that we killed. You know, I took it to the house and I'm out there in the driveway and I was skinning it. But when I skinned it, it was like, I was trying to be perfect with every little like cut, you know, I didn't want any mistakes made. And so I don't know if that's a funny story, but it's a unique story in that like kind of shaped my, it kind of shows who I was as a kid. And then like some traits that I have now, but it was like trying to be perfect and just peeling back the skin of that squirrel and just doing a really good job, you know? And I think that was like it was a strength that I was like that, but it was also a flaw. Because when you go your whole life trying to be perfect, you basically struggle with imposter syndrome. Deep down inside, you know that you're not ever perfect. So you're trying to be perfect, but deep down, you don't feel perfect. So you constantly get, like, even when I was in special operations, and when I stand in front of those leaders in a $1 billion company, I'm like, you know, there's parts of my childhood that come forward. I'm like, man, I don't deserve to be up here. Who the hell am I? So I think that, you know, it's not so much of a funny story as it is an example of, like, you guys are out there, all of us struggle with limiting beliefs. All of us struggle with wanting to be something that we're greater than how we see ourselves. And you can't ever let that stuff hold you back. Don't ever let it hold you back. Even if, like, you know, you just have to welcome the failure that comes from it, you know?
What's your favorite ice cream?
Oh, bro, I haven't had ice cream in freaking like 12 months, dude. Seriously, picked everything up in my life and I got down to 8% body fat. I haven't touched. We had pizza for the first time in like a year and a half, 2 years, like a couple weeks ago. Favorite ice cream is anything with chocolate and peanut butter, straight up. Yeah. But okay. Don't say ice cream around me, bro. I'm trying to keep it tight. You know what I mean?
What is one thing everyone should know about you before we dig into today's show?
That if you want to achieve something bigger in your life and you feel like success is meant for others and not you, I'm a great example of somebody that believed the same thing and overcame the challenge. I went from small town, shy kid, not wanting to speak up in my class, to serving with the best and the best in the 75th Ranger Regiment in special operations, and then company commander. And now I'm a successful entrepreneur and I coach people all the way up to 8 and 9 figures in business. I'm not very bright. I'm not the smartest. I'm not the fastest. I'm just a guy that has gotten used to confronting his insecurities, his challenges, and has accepted that success is meant for whoever goes after it.
Okay. Guys, we've been getting to know Jeremiah just a little bit in this part of the show. Give you some insights into who he is. In the next part of the show, we're going to dive into story, mission, and purpose. We're going to roll to our sponsor, and we'll be right back with more from Jeremiah Sullivan. Are you tired of tossing and turning at night, searching for that elusive perfect pillow, or just better bedding in general? Well, look no further. Our podcast is proudly sponsored by MyPillow, the renowned American pillow manufacturer. With over 50 million pillows sold and a legacy of quality, MyPillow knows that you work hard for your money and want quality products at an affordable price. That's why they're offering all TFM listeners and friends the special promo code for massive savings year-round. Enjoy some of the finest sheets, pillows, slippers, mattress toppers, bath towels, and comforters on the market today. Save big when you order with free promo code TFM. That's TFM, the Fallible Man Podcast, obviously, on all 250 quality American products at MyPillow. MyPillow is here to transform your sleep experience. And as a special treat for our listeners, you can enjoy up to 80% off your order with the code TFM. Yes, you heard that right, up to 80% off. You'll not only enjoy some of the most comfortable and cozy products you've ever bought, but also support a great American company, the Fallible Man Podcast, and save a ton of money doing it. It's really a triple win. So why wait? Head over to MyPillow.com/TFM or call 800-796-9775. That's 800-796-9775 to order now. You can't be your best without a good night's sleep, and MyPillow delivers. Guys, welcome back. In the first part of the show, we were just spending some time getting to know who Jeremiah is. In this part of the show, we're going to talk about story, mission, and purpose. Now, Jeremiah, we've talked a little bit about your story. What was the jump off point? You said you joined the military and you started in engineering. What was that jump off point that said, I want to go combat and then move towards the upper echelons like the 75th?
Yeah, man. There's a point in everybody's life where they reflect on what the hell they're doing. You know, a lot of people just like tiptoe their way to death. And for me, what ended up happening was when I was in Iraq at 20 years old, I had a lot of time to think. I had a lot of time to reflect. And I was laying in the middle of this city, Bakuba, Iraq, and there was a gunfight going on about a mile from my location. The 82nd Airborne were going through and clearing this village. And so I was reflecting a lot on life. I was reflecting a lot on, you know, what, just, you know, in high school, I wanted to be an athlete. And I was reflecting on failing at that. And then I was reflecting on failing really in school, in college. I went to a community college and dropped out. And so I failed at that too. And so I was just reflecting on life. And as I'm sitting there in Iraq and the 82nd is going through clearing this village, I'm like, bro, you gave up on yourself. You didn't actually go after any dreams. You settled. You conformed. You drifted. And war will do that to you. War will make you think about life. It'll make you think about what's important to you. And time away and time alone will make you think about what's important to you. So as the 82nd was going through and clearing that village, I was laying there in the middle of the night looking up at the stars. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing with my life? And I had this warrior's call. You know, everybody has a warrior's call inside of them. And that's just basically a calling to do something greater than what you're currently doing. So there was this calling inside of me. And I said, you know, I shouldn't be over here putting in this patrol base as an engineer. I should be over there in that gunfight. And really what was happening was my conscience was calling me. My conscience was telling me, bro, like, go be the hero. Go pursue the dream. Go do something significant with your life. And I realized I had nothing to lose. You know, I saw people, we had an officer in our unit that was killed by a roadside bomb. He died in his early 20s. Great officer. Numerous guys in my unit got hit by IEDs, blown up. And fortunately, I wasn't exposed to any of that. Nothing happened to me. But when there's chaos going on all around you, you can't help but to reflect on life. So that's what happened. And I made a commitment. I made a commitment to go, you know what? I said, I love some things about the military. I just got clear. I got clear about what I wanted and what I didn't, what I liked and what I didn't like. And I said, I want more of the military, more of these things. I like the service. I like helping people. I like making a difference. I like the competition. I like climbing the ranks. I like all that stuff. But I don't really like this over here. I really don't care so much for my job. I mean, it's okay, but it's not that great. It's not what I really want. Not only that, but if I keep going this direction, I feel like I'm still kind of settling. So why don't I change directions? And so I decided to go back to school and finish what I started because I don't like to quit shit. I decided to become an infantry officer because I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to be in a position where I could be impactful. And I decided to get into special operations because I wanted to bet on myself. I wanted to give myself a shot. And so that's what ended up happening. And I pursued that dream, and it was a long, lonely road, but I achieved it. And the entire time I just like prayed to God every single night that if he helped me get that job, that I promised to pay it forward tenfold. And so I had to change everything, man. I changed my entire life. I changed me from the inside out. I mean, I didn't read a full book until my 20s. And I went and I read 42 books in 52 weeks. You know, I had a hard time with the Army 2 mile run. And then I'm running 5 miles, 12 mile ruck march. And, you know, I'm doing that in close to 2 hours. And then I went and I ran 100 miles in the Colorado Rockies. So like this was a whole transformative experience for me. And when that happened, it was like, I found peace, man. I found happiness. Progress creates happiness. It really does.
Okay. Now, where was this in your relationship, right? Because along the way, you're married now. Is that right?
Yeah, I met my wife in Iraq, actually.
Okay. So how do you balance such a crazy, busy position as an infantry commander? Because not everybody listening necessarily understands the whole military structure, whether they've been served or not. But that's, I mean, crazy position, especially during wartime. So how do you balance that and being a husband and deal with everything that comes with that?
The key to balance in a relationship is presence. But I had to learn that the hard way. You know, the way that my relationship has survived, like I met my wife in Iraq and we were just friends. And then I pursued her for about 6 months, you know, trying to like take her out and to go on a date over there in Iraq and stuff. But anyways, it ended up, we kicked it off and then we've done long distance. Before we were married, we were dating in the military. So she was at one base, I was at another. And then we did that for a few years. Then she got out. I was in school. She moved in with me. Anyways, that continued to go on and on. And so our marriage for the last 16 years has been entirely fast paced, constantly moving. And there's been a lot of failures on my part. Tons. Okay. You know, I remember I came back from a deployment and I was still adjusting to society. You know, coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, it takes a while to get accustomed to the United States and to people. It just, you have a little, there's an adjustment that has to happen. But anyways, what ended up happening with me and her is that I'm sitting on the couch one night with her. She's on one side of the couch, I'm on the other, I'm on my phone. She's kind of sitting there just waiting, kind of like patiently waiting. The TV's on, but the sound isn't up. And she's like, "You're home, but you're not present." And when she said that, I realized like I got mad because I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not present. I'm here. And, you know, I like threw a little fit and got defensive, but she was right. And so we got into a big argument, but then we put a solution into place and I realized that she was right, that I just wasn't being present. And so what I realized after being gone multiple deployments, being gone during training exercises, and as a commander, you know, you're in the military, you're working 24/7. Like your phone rings on Sunday night at midnight. It rings Saturday at midnight. It doesn't stop. And when I was overseas in Afghanistan, I had 4 platoons underneath my command. All of them were on, like 2 of them were on the day shift. 1 was on a night shift. 1 was on a swing shift. And I was on all shifts. So like you're constantly being pulled in all these different directions. Like it's like having 130 kids, newborns, constantly pulling you. Hey, Dad, I need something. Hey, Dad, I need something. And my point with all that is that the key, if there's any threat of balance in managing relationships in life, it's in presence. Your wife, your partner, even if it's your husband, most people don't need a lot of time. They just need undisturbed present time with you. If you sit down with your wife for 15 minutes, it's more valuable to her than 90 minutes of you sitting down fucking off on your phone. You know, the key is presence. That's where you find the balance.
Now, I want to note here, guys, if you think dating is already hard, try adding it into a war zone while y'all are both deployed. Just putting that out there. I know a lot of guys are struggling on the dating scene, and I can't even imagine all the complications that come with the added characteristics of the way you guys started your relationship.
Yeah, well, the reason why people have a hard time relate with relationships is because their relationship with themselves sucks. That's the real problem. What I mean is, like, when you don't value yourself, when you have problems with self-doubt, when you have problems with, you don't like who you see in the mirror, you have insecurities, you know that you're not doing as well as you should financially, with your health, with your fitness, with every aspect of your life, and you're looking in the mirror, you're unsatisfied with you. So what ends up happening is you seek your validation in somebody else. And you're never going to find validation in somebody else until you validate yourself. And so actually what ends up happening with a lot of guys is, because they don't love themselves, they seek for the validation in the girl, and maybe they do get her for a little while, but then they become needy. They become needy because they want that validation. They constantly want the girl to make them feel better because they don't feel good about them. And human beings only want what they can't have. So if you're a male and you're in a relationship where you're being desperate, you're wanting the girl all the time because you don't feel good about you, you're actually pushing her away, because she's picking up on your energy that you're desperate and that you're not, humans move towards what they're attracted to. So if you're being desperate, you're not attractive. She's not attracted to you. She wants what she can't have. So you, that in order for you to become what she can't have, or to become attractive, you have to become so good and validate yourself at such a high level that you're the most attractive thing that she can see. So in a relationship, my wife and I, we met as junior soldiers in the military, bro. $1,500 a month. That's what I was making. Before I joined the military, I worked at a temp agency. Okay, I had tried to get a job at Outback Steakhouse. They wouldn't hire me. So I got a job at a temp agency making minimum wage. And then I'm in Iraq as an engineer. I'm a junior soldier with my wife. But now look at the evolution. I've continued to grow and improve. So my relationship with my wife has sustained because I have continued to grow. If I would have stayed the same, she would have grown, and then I wouldn't be attractive to her anymore. She'd want to go move on. So there's an obligation with the man in the relationship to keep improving so that he remains attractive to the woman. It's like leadership, bro. Like, yeah. You really want to follow a leader that you're not, like, you don't respect? No, you don't. A woman doesn't want to follow a man that she doesn't respect. She's not attractive to a man that she doesn't respect. So what you said was, like, what's my advice for guys in a relationship and they're dealing with trying to balance the relationship? Focus on presence and then make yourself attractive to your partner. And constantly work on yourself. And I don't mean that bullshit working on yourself where you're studying personal development books and then not doing anything. I mean, like, really, truly working on yourself, like confronting your weaknesses, like looking yourself in the mirror and realizing, bro, like, I don't like this, this, and this about me. You know what? I don't like the fact that I'm not consistent in the gym. I don't like the fact that I'm not eating healthy. I don't like the fact that I'm people pleasing all the time. I don't like the fact that I'm not being direct with people. And then fix those things. And when you do that, the woman sees you and she's like, well, you develop a strong relationship with yourself, which is attractive. Everybody wants to be around that, man or woman. So that's the key. It's the key is you build yourself. That's the key to a successful relationship.
Now, Jeremiah, you have a lot of insights in this. And that comes from the fact that you're a coach now, that you have Conquer Academy. We'll dig into Conquer Academy in a couple minutes, but you coach people into becoming a better version of themselves, into growing to the people they want to become.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there who want to grow. They're scared of it or whatever, but they want to, whether they want to admit it or not. What are some of the common problems that you run into, right? I'm not going to ask for specific about your clients, but you work with several people. You work with quite a few people getting into the research. So what are some of the common things that you see over and over again with people?
Yeah, a lot of people spend long periods of time going in circles trying to get results in their life when they haven't built a strong foundation for success. Okay. So I run into a lot of people that are chasing, they want more money or they want to start a, and I said, I've worked with 8-9 figure entrepreneurs, but I also work with people that are in 9-to-5s that are looking to get out of that, or people that love their job and they just want to feel better. They want to feel happier, you know? And they just want to become the best version of them while they're in that job. Like I got an IT guy here in Florida up in Boca that just joined my program last week. He got out of a relationship and it just like destroyed him. And he follows me on social media and he was like asking me what to do. And I told him, I said, bro, right now you just need to rebuild yourself and become so fucking good that you don't care about that last relationship, that you value you more than you value you and in the relationship. And so now he's getting absolutely chopped up. He's getting shredded. So what I do with people, and I just take them through the process that helped me create me. And what I had to do was establish a strong foundation for personal success. So when I work with somebody, a lot of times they're chasing something. They want, like you said, they want a better relationship, or they want more money, or they want a different job, or they want to start a business. But none of those things are sustainable until you build the leader. Until you build the man or the woman, you build the person and you make them a high quality leader. Because in order for any business to succeed, in order for any relationship to succeed, in order for you to make any long-term sustainable money and wealth, you have to become the person that builds those things and has those things. So I'll use business as an example. If you want to build a business, which a lot of people do these days, but they keep failing at it. They keep going in circles. And the reason why is because they haven't built themselves up into being the person that's mentally tough, that's consistent 7 days a week, that's cut out the bad habits like drinking, partying, the lifestyle. They haven't worked on their personal weaknesses like people pleasing. How far in life do you think that you're really going to go? How far in business do you think you're really going to go? If you're not mentally tough, if you're not disciplined, if you're not consistent, if you're not in shape, if you can't handle stress, how far do you think you're really going to go? You're not going to go very far. So when I work with somebody, yeah, I get clear about what they want, but what I really do is I help build them. So the common thing that I find in a lot of people is that they're chasing a symptom of the problem. They feel lack inside, so they're chasing money. They feel lonely inside, so they're chasing the relationship. They feel unfulfilled inside, so they're looking for the new job. But the solution to fixing all of those problems, which is what I had to do with myself, is I had to work on me. And so that person needs the foundation. They need to train every single day, 7 days a week. They can have a recovery day in there or two, that's fine, but you need to be working on your body every single day. You need a morning routine that works for you. What I teach my clients is body, mind, soul. Every single morning, you do something for your soul, you do something for your mind, and you do something for your body. You get moving. And then you need to be studying personal development every single day. And then you need to have a process or a program that you follow that validates you, so that regardless of your results, when you lay down at night, you feel good about you. I can have an absolute shit show of a day. I could be failing in all of my results. But if I have a process that I follow, and I know that if I check all those blocks and I lay down at night, regardless of the results that I have or don't have in my life, I'm going to feel good about me. I can still be happy regardless of my results. That's what a person needs to focus on. They need to build the foundation for success. And that's what I find in a lot of people that they don't have.
Struggling to catch quality Z's at night? It's time to change that narrative. Sleep isn't just a luxury. It's the crucial component for your overall well-being, from managing your weight to boosting muscle growth, reducing stress, and even enhancing your daily performance. Sleep plays a vital role. Are you ready to level up your sleep game, get a better night's sleep overall? Then look no further than ghostbed.com. Join me in experiencing the difference with Ghostbed. It's been a game changer for my sleep routine over the years. That's why here at the Fallible Man Podcast, we're honored to partner with our sponsor, ghostbed.com. to bring you this discount. So head to ghostbed.com, unlock a sweet 30% discount on your order using the code Fallible. Don't wait any longer to upgrade your sleep quality. Let's make tonight the start of a better sleep and a better day is ahead. Now, let's dive back into the show.
What are the... I want to keep going on this line. So what I hear is a lot of people don't have the right mindset going into this. They don't, their mind's not right first. And one of the things I've run into with a lot of guys is teaching mindset, right? Teaching people to get in that right frame of mind to pursue these things that they really want to. It's a lot of work. It's difficult for a lot of people to get there.
It's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
And they start oftentimes with screwing up with just even setting their goals. Now that's my experience working with people. What mistake do people start with when they're setting these objectives? Is it just
setting goals is a conscious activity. Achieving your goals is a subconscious activity. Okay. So your conscious mind is basically like, it's your thinking mind. Whenever you want to apply yourself to something, you can sit down and focus on it. Right. But your mind works is a lot like an iceberg, where the tip of the iceberg is your conscious mind. So if I teach you to shoot a gun for the first time, you're going to really think about where your hands need to go. You're going to think about looking down the crosshairs of the scope, or if it's just bore sights, you're just lining up the sights. Right. So you're going to apply conscious thinking to that activity. All right. But the bottom part of the iceberg is your subconscious mind. This is where all of your programs are stored. All right. Your programs are all your habitual habits, behaviors, and even self-talk. Okay. Your subconscious mind is what makes you make you when you're not actively thinking. All right. An example of a program that's stored in your subconscious mind is the language that you speak. You don't have to think about speaking English. You just do it, right? So your subconscious mind stores all these programs that you learn in your life, and then you call on them when you need them, right? That's why you can speak English without thinking about it. You've absorbed it. And how did you learn English? You didn't learn it by reading and writing. You actually learned how to speak English by absorbing it and listening to other people before you were able to read and write. So your subconscious mind is like a recording system. It constantly records your entire life. And so what's happened with a lot of people is they've recorded bad habits their entire life. They've recorded habits of when they fail, they stop trying. Or they've recorded habits of trying 5 days a week, but not 7 days a week. And so what ends up happening is, as adults, when they realize that they want to change, they want to be more consistent, they want to go after these goals that they've set, they're bringing bad subconscious habits to the new version of them. And they haven't worked on them. They haven't gotten rid of the inconsistent habit that they have. They haven't gotten rid of the negative self-talk habit that they have. Okay. Like most people's, holy shit, man. Like most people's self-talk. If you talk to people the way that you talk to yourself, everybody here listening, you wouldn't have any friends. Most people, like 90% of society, talk shit to themselves all the damn time. So how can you expect to get anything done if you're constantly belittling and talking yourself down? How can you constantly go after your goals when you tell yourself you're never going to be able to achieve it? So when you set a goal, that's a conscious activity. You can activate your conscious mind. You say, all right, I'm going to get clear about what I want. But then after you've created the goal, the problem is that you've brought you to that process. You brought your old patterns and behaviors to it. So what really has to happen is that person has to reprogram their subconscious with a new program that sets them up for success with their goals. In other words, they need to develop consistent habits on a daily basis. They need to learn. And the way that you do this with people is you just teach them how to develop good habits with basic shit. Like if teaching a person how to train 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week is a great way to teach them consistency. And once they start developing that with their body, then they can be consistent in everything else, relationships, the business. So you have to literally rebuild a person in order for them to accomplish their goals. And that's why so many people fail. They use a conscious activity to set the goal, but then the subconscious program is in the way and it keeps pulling them away from it.
Jeremiah, if somebody wanted to start now, they're hearing this and they're going, I want more. I don't know how to get there. What are the first three steps for someone to take?
First three steps are you need to confront your weaknesses. You're never going to get what you want until you become who you know you could be. That's the thing, is like the purpose of your goals is not to achieve, it's to grow. So if you want to get started, your focus should not be on getting to the result. Your focus should be on building yourself into the person that achieves the goals. So how do you start? You need to have a real conversation with yourself. You need to sit down, be direct with you, tell yourself where you're failing as a leader. Tell yourself that, you know what, I have in my past, I haven't been working as hard on me as I should. I have been skipping the gym. I have been stuffing my face full of food that's not good for me. I have been setting a bad example, but I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to fixing those weaknesses. And weaknesses don't go away in a day. They take time and they take failure. So you're going to fail and stumble and fall. So if you want to get your life together, number one, confront your weaknesses. Number two, embrace failure. Failure and success are the same direction. So if you're not failing on health, wealth, relationships, your career, if you're not failing and progressing, like you're staying stagnant, you're in complacency. You're in what I call is the complacency quicksand. Feels nice and soft. Next thing you know, you can't get out. And then the last thing is build an environment that's conducive to your growth. The thing that caused me to transform from shy kid from a little town to ranger officer, then commander, was I got around the right people. I embraced fear. I was uncomfortable the entire time. I put myself in the rooms I needed to be in. I felt like that imposter. But when I got in the room, my perception of myself changed and I rose to the occasion. And that's how leaders are forged. Okay. So everybody here, you need to build an environment that's conducive to your growth. An environment that's not conducive to your growth is one where you have friends that are just as negative as you, ones that pull you towards self-destructive or self-sabotaging behaviors. The world is set up to actually like pull you away from your goals and destroy you. You walk outside, if you're trying to get in shape, what happens? You go down the street, you go by 10 fast food restaurants that are literally trying to kill you. You know, you're constantly being marketed and sold shit to buy stuff that doesn't actually like make you feel better. It's just people trying to sell you shit and they're trying to take your money. So you live in a world where your environment is constantly trying to bring you down. So what you need to do is build up a team around you and an environment that's conducive to your growth. When I'm trying to get down to 8% body fat, which is what I just did, 8.6, I get rid of all the snacks in my house because I don't want that temptation. I get everybody around me to know that I'm going after this goal so that when I have a weak moment, they help keep me on track. I don't want a fair advantage when I'm approaching my goals. I want an unfair advantage. Like when I was in the military, I learned how to fight and win at war. One of the things they taught me as an infantry officer was that if you want to win at war, you need to bring three friendly forces for every one enemy that's out there. You need a 3-to-1 ratio. So when it comes to your goals and when it comes to where you guys want to achieve in life, stack the odds in your favor, 3-to-1. Get the coach, get the mentor, get the friends, get the environment, get the house set up the way that you want. Get everything set up to force your growth and force you to grow into the person that achieves your goals.
Tell us about Conquer Academy.
Yeah, Conquer Academy is my leadership and high-performance coaching company. We help people set goals, achieve them. We help them work on their leadership. My basic program is called The Table. In that program, we build you. We build you into the best version of you. It goes for like $300 a month, or you can do like up to $2,000 for the entire year. It's a stepping stone for somebody. And then I got The Winner's Table. The Winner's Table is where I help you build the dream life that you want, help you get out of your 9-to-5. I teach you elite level mindset, how to think your way to your goal using the mental Gerber. The mental Gerber is a tool that I teach my students to help them accomplish every goal that they set out. It includes things like your imagination, your perception, your self-talk. There's a bunch of different tools. There's 9 tools inside of it. I teach you decision-making, how to make fast decisions, because most people aren't actually separated from their goal by time. They're actually separated by their goal by decision. Like if you want to get in shape, right? Is it time that's stopping you from getting in shape, or is it decision? It's decision. The decision to go to the gym, the decision to eat the right meal, the decision to hire the trainer that you want to hire, whatever it is. So it's decision that collapses the timeline to goal. So I teach decision making, and we help build the dream life. And then I have one-on-one with me. So if anybody wants that extra accountability, special treatment where they're just sitting down one-on-one with me across time to achieve their goals and grow their companies, they have that option as well.
What's the next big project for you?
I've been doing more of this, like more speaking, just telling my story on podcasts. And, you know, I got my Conquer Quest events. So I do in-person leadership events where I teach mission planning, team building, communication, and decision-making under pressure. And so I've been running those. And my next one is in California on January 12th. We're going to do a James Bond theme, 007 theme. So you're going to shoot guns, jump out of planes, drive fast cars, and I'm going to teach you leadership and mission planning and success along the way. So yeah, it's just doubling down and building out the Conquer Quest events. It's helping more people improve their lives, and it's speaking more, getting on more podcasts, and helping, you know, sharing this message of just chasing the best version of you and going after the things that, you know, you really want to go after in life, chasing your dreams.
Where's the best place for people to find you?
Just Instagram. And guys, I'm very hands on my Instagram. And if you guys message me, it's going to be me that responds. It's just Jeremiah Solvin, JeremiahSolvin, Jeremiah Solvin on Instagram. Let me know where you're coming from, because I've been getting on a few of these shows, and it'll help speed things up as far as the rapport goes. Me and you getting to know each other, I'll know where you're coming from and kind of have an idea of what's on your mind. So just say the Fallible Man, you know, podcast or whatever. And yeah, just send me a message on Instagram, and I talk to everybody that comes through. I'd love to meet you guys and help you out in any way I can.
And of course, guys, we'll have all those links for Jeremiah down in the show notes or the description, whatever platform you're on. Now, I know you all actually give a crap about how many plays Shakespeare wrote. Not really, but, you know, it is a show. So the answer, you guessed 47. This is the maximum answer. The answer is actually 37. It's a really big book. I have the complete works of Shakespeare. I've had it since I was a kid. It's like a book. It's huge.
Well, hold on. The question was does most people think he wrote, right? Yeah. Or is it how many did he write?
The question is how many people do most people generally believe he wrote? And the answer is 37.
Oh, they believe 37. So
there's how many
did he write?
I want to say it's like 43.
Okay.
He ghost wrote a couple under a pseudonym.
Okay.
Most people don't know are attributed to him.
All right.
But you have to be like a really big theater nerd like I was in high school to know that most of the time.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, if the people listening hear nothing else today, absolutely nothing else of this show, what do you want them to take away from this?
Don't tiptoe your way to death. Like, none of us are getting out of this world alive. Don't tiptoe your way to death. Life is meant to be conquered. It's not meant to be lived. It's meant to be conquered. If you're feeling dead, empty, unfulfilled inside like I was at 20 years old in Iraq, there's something inside of your heart that's calling you. You need to go after it. And in order to actually achieve it, you have to build you. So focus on you. Build personal development into your life. Fuck, if I can accomplish what I've accomplished, you can too. And if you need help and support, hit me up on Instagram, because I'll love to help you out along the way. But yeah, that's my message, is life's not meant to be lived. It's meant to be conquered.
All right, guys, for Jeremiah and myself, thanks for hanging out with us today. Be better tomorrow because of what you do today. And we'll see you on the next one.
This has been the Fallible Man Podcast, your home for everything man, husband, and father. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a show. Head over to www.thefallibleman.com for more content, and get your own Fallible Man gear.